live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, producer extraordinaire, going out now to a very important part of the holiday meal is a really great bottle of wine. So, of course, I called the expert. I called Matt Rhodes, Dusty Cellar owner. Good evening, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Cheryl. Doing fine. Thank you.
Very well. I know you're incredibly busy this evening at the store, as you can imagine. So thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
Okay. Now, how do we go about, some people are so intimidated about wine and purchasing wine. Let's start with for the meal first. How do you go about, you know, picking out a good wine for the meal you're going to serve?
Well, quite often people kind of tend to maybe overthink that process, and it doesn't have to be as difficult and intimidating as you think. First and foremost, drink what you like. So if all you like is white sweet wines and people say it doesn't go with beef, well, too bad. That's what you like. That's what you drink. But otherwise, you know, it's best to, you know, come to a place like a Dusty's or other stores that have people on the floor to assist with wine. It's best come in, tell us what you're having, and then we can lead you down the path to match up with whether it be the ham or turkey or whatever it is and fit whatever price point is appropriate for your party.
Now, the price point is important, too. There's some great bottles of wine that don't have to be real expensive.
Well, absolutely not. It's anybody can buy a great bottle of wine for $50. So the trick is to buy a great bottle of wine for $15. And that's kind of what we did here at Dusty's. We call it our top shelf, top 100. And we have 100 wines that are all highly rated, 85 points or higher out of a scale of 100, and they're $15 or less. So you can come in, shop the top shelf. You know you're getting a highly rated wine, and it's going to be $15 or less. And that, too, you can either, if you want to talk to the wine guys or not, you can just work off the tags or come in and talk to wine guys, and we'll get you set up.
When you talk, not to get too complicated, but when you talk about a rating of 100, what are some of the components that go into that rating?
Well, everybody that professional wine tasters, their wines have their own system, but the major components would be the eye in terms of the wine, the clarity, the nose, the smell, and then obviously the taste, and then lastly the aftertaste. And then the fifth component, just kind of your overall perception of the wine. And different people give different numerical points out of 100. But all told, you know, 85 or higher, you know you're getting a very high-quality wine.
Sometimes we get stuck in our heads, as you talked about, a red wine perhaps with beef or something. We get stuck in our heads that there are rules we have to follow. You already touched on the fact just to simply drink what you like. Is it appropriate to have red and a white at dinner?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. More times than not, whenever, yeah, obviously, we have a family gathering, there's always both on the table. So keep everybody happy.
There you go. And good bottles of wine will do that. What about taking wine as a gift to somebody? If you're not real sure what they would like, do you just kind of follow the same rules we've been talking about?
You can. Another nice way out for that is to take champagne. You know, bubbly is always a nice hostess gift and always celebratory, and you know, quite often people don't think to buy champagne for themselves, and they just kind of reserve that for a special occasion. So it's nice to get a bottle of champagne without it having being a special occasion.
Now, one of my father's favorite gifts that I had given him in the past, it did happen to come from you. He'd been in Germany traveling and decided he liked beer after all. And so your folks there helped me put together a gift basket of some beers. I mean, this something like that is an awful lot of fun as well.
Oh, you can, you know, especially now with all the great breweries in Michigan. You know, there's just hundreds of great Michigan beers. So we can put together samplers from around the state and around the world, too, obviously, less imported beers. But, yeah, we can package up beer and wine in gift baskets for gifts or just for yourselves to have for the holidays.
I happen to know from being in Dusty's cellar, the gift baskets are simply spectacular. I've been lucky enough to receive a few of them. That's an art in itself, is putting those all together.
You know, it really is. It's a difficult process, and luckily we have a crew down there that's been doing it for years, and I'm a little biased, but I think we put together a nice-looking basket as anybody.
Oh, they're spectacular, and in all price ranges.
Yeah, we can get the gift boxes starting from basically $20 on up to whatever you want to spend.
whatever we want to spend. Now, another really interesting thing I have, because I get curious about places, is something called the Wine Club at Dusty Cellar. You want to tell me what that is?
Yes, what we do off our top shelf is each month we pick out 12 new wines, 6 red and 6 white. And we take them all, and they're all 85 points or higher, and we make them 6 for 60. So we discount it down to $10 a bottle. So you're getting at least 17% off the regular retail price. And we select them, and what it is a great way to try new wines that you otherwise wouldn't pick yourself. We try to find things a little more pure. So it's good value, great way to try new things, and you don't have to think about it. They're all ready to go. You can get all red, all white, or half and half. There's no cost to join our club, no monthly commitments. And so if you don't need wine for a month, you can skip it. Or if you're having a party, you need a lot, you can get multiple packs.
I'm guessing you have a lot of members in that club.
We have thousands of members, and it keeps growing by the month. So this is our biggest month for the wine club right now.
Well, I think that tells you that this wine club is a good idea. Matt, I'm going to let you get back to the store. I know it's crazy busy in there right now. I appreciate your time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and I appreciate the talk.
Thanks so much. Matt Rose, the owner of Dusty Cellar in Okemos, joining us this evening. We'll be back in just a minute with more Fox and Friends on 1320 WILS.